You will be in charge. Come on, speak to four people. Tell them 2025, I will be in charge.
2025, I will be in charge.
Number two, what the Lord said, He said, 2025, are you here, somebody? It will be a repetition of 2015. Come on. In 2015, a lot of things happened. A lot of good things, bad things happened. But when God refers it as 2015, spiritually, 2015 was a year of deliverance in the spirit world. It was a year of deliverance, a year of salvation. So many people gave their lives to Christ. It was also a year of reflection. In the secular world, it was a year of technological discoveries. So much was discovered. So many opportunities were found. In the world of scientists, they called it a year of breakthroughs. It is a year they discovered different treatments of different diseases, including Ebola and etc. In the world of professionalism, to the CEOs, it was a world of transformational change, reflection, how to revisit their strategies, their plans, to rewrite their portfolios. It was a time of strategic decisions, and a lot of things changed and revolved across the world. In the spirit, in the church, there was revival. In the church, God gave people opportunities and doors. Some people made use of those opportunities, and some did not. But lo and behold, God has brought back that year in front of you. Whatsoever you were supposed to become, whatsoever the Lord wanted you to be, which you never did. Starting from then until now, we have so many people here who have lost opportunities. In the faith, they have lost so many things. Some of you who are professionals, you have lost so many things as well. Your plans never happened. So many things happened. Some of you, your relationships didn't work. But God says, I'm putting a year in front of you. Ladies and gentlemen, this year is just seconds from now. Are you ready?
Hey!
Switch your light. Ladies and gentlemen, keep on counting. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to 2025.